There is currently a deadlock over how the Kimberley process should proceed with the issue of Zimbabwe. The first issue is that KP Review Mission's report took a while to draft, and they only finalized it apparently a few weeks ago. This meant that it was sent to the government of Zimbabwe a little late. So the government has decided that they should not discuss the contents of that report because they needed 30 days to actually read the report and respond to it. It's a procedural point, and yes, it probably should have been given 30 days. But the worrying thing now is that the government has also said that in that case, they would like to proceed with further exports of diamonds from the Maranga fields. And they're saying this because they believe that they have fully complied with the Kimberley process's requirements. And they are being supported, apparently, in this notion by a number of governments from Africa and a few allies. And on the other hand, you have the KP civil society groups and others who say that Zimbabwe has not fully complied, that the report or the review mission says there's still a lot of progress that is required, and that they should only be allowed to export the diamonds when this actually happens, when they meet the requirements. So they are now deadlocked, and apparently discussions will resume tomorrow.
Why do you think the other countries are not supporting Zimbabwe's bid to sell the diamonds?
Well, because I think, as you may know, the review mission itself was composed of several states and two members of civil society. And the review mission itself also had some disagreements in how they should word the report, what the recommendations should be, and whether they should actually say that Zimbabwe was now compliant with the KP standards. Because of those disagreements, the report itself came out in a very mixed fashion. And there was no conclusion from the report deciding either way whether Zimbabwe should go ahead with exports or not. And so that kind of division is also now reflected amongst the broader participants within the Kimberley process. Some who think that Zimbabwe should be allowed to go ahead with trading, and others who say that no, the Kimberley process report talks about further progress required in terms of demilitarizing the fields and also in terms of ending smuggling. So, as I said, this now is stalemate, and we'll try and discuss it again tomorrow.
Let's look at the local focal point, the Zimbabwean NGOs that are there. How is this thing going to work when they go back to Zimbabwe?
Well, this is very problematic because I sat in the plenary session where Minister Mpofu actually said that he would not allow the local civil society focal point that had been appointed by the KP civil society in conjunction with local NGOs in Zimbabwe. He said that they were not aware and they were not consulted about it, and so they would not accept it, which is actually against what they agreed to in St. Petersburg. When they signed on that agreement, they agreed that they would not be consulted in the appointment of a focal point, that civil society from the Kimberley process would go ahead with the appointment and then put forward a name before the Working Group on Monitoring. And the Working Group on Monitoring actually approved that appointment. So, but now the government of Zimbabwe is arguing that this is not the case. In fact, they're even saying that the joint work plan has now lapsed and there's no need for a local civil society focal point. The KP monitor has done his job and they just want to go ahead with exporting diamonds. So that's also very problematic.
Lastly, Ms. Kasambala, in this situation, so what do you foresee happening?
Well, it's not clear what is going to happen. As you may know, in June in Tel Aviv, there was no breakthrough in the deadlock throughout the entire session of the Kimberley process intersessional meeting. They had to have a special meeting in St. Petersburg to try and address the situation. So if things continue as they are, because once a single member of the Kimberley process disagrees with a point or a provision, then they can't go ahead with making a decision. So if that happens, then we are likely to see a stalemate that was similar to what happened in Tel Aviv, and they may decide to put aside the issue and discuss it at a later date.